25th year.
Today, rather than tomorrow, a good time for us to have a conversation with a gentleman who is one of the best, strongest, and nicest treasures that we have in our country. We are happy, I say we because all of us here, Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and me, had a nice conversation last year about this time with Carl Reiner, who is a New Yorker at heart.
Yay!
Okay, Roberta, calm down. I want to go back.
Oh, yay.
That was Roberta. She's a New Yorker. She's yelling.
I'm in New York.
She's a New Yorker.
New Yorker. New York. You sounded just like my wife. New York. You know, there's a may I talk?
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Yes, you're here to talk.
My wife did a series of albums, and one of them is... she sings a song, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob Bob on Along, and I have it in my car. She passed away a couple of years ago, but I don't drive without listening to my wife sing. And one of the songs I keep on is When the Red, Red Robin, because she sings, Wake Up, Wake Your Seat, yeah, Get Up, and the word,
Walking.
Here I am, walking through
walking.
Flowers.
Walking.
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 I play that over and over
walk.
Again. To hear a New York sounding voice.
We walk and we drink coffee.
Coffee, of course you do. coffee will keep you up longer than coffee will.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I feel something was left out. Last year when you were here, you invited me to have lunch with you here in Los Angeles.
And you never came. I'm sitting there for almost 3 days waiting for you.
He's starving.
So we have to, we'll remedy that, and I'm buying. You know where Shea J is on Ocean in Santa Monica?
Yes.
All right, you like to go there?
I would love to go there, and I'll even pick up the check.
No, I'm going to take you. I'm taking you to Shea J's, all right? We're going to do that, and we're going to do it in the next week or two, because that's a great place for people. That's a wonderful place to go and share memories. And these are not the stories that Carl Reiner has. We all know him from the work which started back in the 50s, your show of shows, you and Mel Brooks, you and your writing for Dick Van Dyke, all of the things that you've won awards for. What you have done here is create a book called I Remember Me with the stories. This is not, I mean, it is about you, but it really is about all the things that we've shared with you over the years, beginning with the Bronx and your wife. How'd you meet your wife, by the way?
I met my wife in a summer resort. It was a camp, a summer camp for adults. And the very first day we met, she was coming from across the dance floor, and she was an assistant scenic designer. And the scenic designer said, here's my new assistant. She doesn't know anybody here. Why don't you ask her to dance? Be nice to her. Those words, be nice to her, reverberated for the rest of my life. I asked her to dance. About a year later, I asked her to marry me. And this fellow, Paul Petrov, I met in the street about 2 years after we married, and I said, you remember that girl you told me to be nice to? Well, we're married now. Do I have to continue to be nice to her? He's, oh, yes. And it's actually true. And after having two children, I didn't see him again for years. And after I met him on Broadway, I said, Paul, I said, we have two children. Do I have to continue to be nice to her? Yes, yes. And after a third child, 15 years later, I did meet him again. He's, you can stop now.
So you have three children. We know about Rob. What about the other two?
Well, Rob was the first. 2 years later, his sister Annie came, and Annie Reiner is now Dr. Reiner. She's a double doctor. She's a doctor of philosophy and a doctor of psychoanalysis, and she's also a poet, and believe it or not, she sings with the same voice her mother had.
Really?
In the same club. Uh-huh. She's a hyphenate. I introduced her just a couple weeks ago at the same club, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, without fear of contradiction, I present to you the world's greatest singing psychoanalyst. And she did. She knocked.
That's sweet. And how about the other child?
Now, Lucas was born 12 years later, and he was one of these wonderful surprises, and he turned out to be one of the nicest human beings I know. He's now, he's been for a lot of years. I'm taking a sip of water, so you will, unless I can talk while I'm drinking, you will not hear anything from others.
I want to hear that, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, let's listen to that. A drink. Carl Reiner drinks.
I drank. Now, Lucas Reiner is a fine artist. He has his mother's hand, and he's world known now. He has galleries in Europe, Rome, and Munich, and Berlin, and he's a very well-known artist. And beside that, he's a father of two of the nicest girls. So he's got two daughters. I have five grandchildren.
I can imagine you are a great, great grandfather. I don't mean great, great in that sense, but great, wonderful.
I'm a fine grandfather.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah, a fine grandfather. That's the way to put it.
I'm sitting here looking at some of the stories that you have, Mr. Reiner, in your book, I Remember Me. And as much as I want to ask you about the family trip to a nude beach, I have to hear first about your French lessons with Mel Brooks, because I have to think that was a hysterical.
I want to know how you
learning French with Mel Brooks.
We laid out your meeting your wife. I want to have you lay out how you met Mel Brooks.
Well, Mel Brooks and I met during the Show of Shows, the first day on the Show of Shows. He was not working there yet. He was working for St. Caesar. And he got up and he did he made himself a Jewish pirate. And he got up and he says, you know how difficult it is to make a living these days? The price they're charging for sailcloth, $3.40 a yard. I can't afford to pillage and rape anymore. And that was the first time I heard. And I laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. But the thing you talked about, this is indicative of who Mel is. Mel and I were alone in the house, and I just came back from France, where I do speak French. During the war, I learned to speak French during my days at Georgetown. The Army sent me there to have a French interpreter, and I did learn to speak well enough. And I went to France one year to Vevey, Switzerland. I was invited there by Charles Chaplin Jr. to do a big benefit, and I was being interviewed in French on the television, and I said, they said, you want to do it in English? I said, no, let's do it in French, but ask me the questions in English, because the guy was speaking too fast. So I spoke French, but when I was answering some questions that were rather complicated, there were words I didn't have, so instead of continuing to speak French, I spoke those English words with a French accent, and so it became, I said, Mel, I'm going to teach you. When I told Mel about it later, and I said, Mel, would you like to learn to speak English, French? And this was just a joke, the two of us alone in the house, nose to nose. I said, teach you how to say in French the pulse of the face. I said, this is the chin. And I say, after me. And he said, chin. I said, no, the chin. And I went through the face. I said, the cheek, the nose. Say the nose. The nose. No, the nose. And then I said, now this is, say, and I put my finger
below
my mouth. And I said, this is the eye. Say after me, the eye. And Mel said, that's not the eye. I said, yes. This is the eye. Say the eye. And he said, no, that's below the eye. He's pointing to it. He said, this is the eye. And with his other finger, he opens his eyelid and sticks his finger against his pupil. Yeah. He actually touched his eyelid to make, and he's hearing, and he's got a red eye. And just to make a joke, the two of us were alone in the room. I'm hysterical. I said, what man will touch his eyeball to get a laugh from one person? I said, that's who Mel Brooks is. And I said, the world would not know about it except that in a treasured book of anecdotes, a fine writer will write about it. And now the world knows.
Love to be a fly on the wall for that one.
Now, yeah.
Carl Reiner is with us. His book is called I Remember Me. It's available online and at bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. Carl Reiner's book, I Remember Me. On the serious side, you're accused of being a communist. communist during the McCarthy years, right?
Well, during McCarthy days, everybody was looked upon as a, if you had any liberal tendencies, and I was, no question about it, they actually came to my house, two FBI guys on a Sunday morning in Orangeville, knocked on my door, and I'm there in my pajamas, not pajamas, my shorts, and they said they're from the FBI. I said, oh, come in, gentlemen, come in. And you know, they dared to ask me. I couldn't believe it. They said, did you vote for the American Labor Party? And I said, without batting an eyelash, I said, in my head, I said, they can't ask me this. But I said, I'll better go along with it. And I said, oh, yes, gentlemen, Henry Wallace is, the vice president ran for president under that party. And I said, the wonderful man, I said, I hope you voted for him. And I said, he'd be good for the country. You know, I said, he's a businessman. He owns a strawberry farm. I remember that to this day. No. They were a little taken aback. They thought I'd be. But they asked me every question, including, do you know any commies? And how do you answer that? And I said, of course I do. He said, who are they? I said, I don't know. He said, you know there are commies in show business. I said, of course. And he said, do you know now? I said, sure, of course, I'm sure I do. He said, will you name them? I said, no, communists don't go around telling you they're communists. They're communists in every walk of life, but they don't give themselves up. You know, they wouldn't tell me. But, I mean, it was terrible. I did know a lot of friends of mine who were very left-wing, but they were very good people doing the right thing at the time, asking for civil rights and social rights and things like that.
In terms of, we only have about a minute left here, in terms of your remembering what you went through, what would you change, if anything, about your experiences, the people you've worked with?
You know, I've had an absolutely gifted life. Somebody gave me a gift. Well, my parents gave me the gift. But marrying the right person, when I was 20 years old, I married a girl who was 9 years older than me. I describe myself as the original Ashton Kutcher. There I was. And I had myself 65 years with a great, great woman. I described her as somebody who raised three great children. Yeah. And one great husband.
One of the things that she's best known for is Harry and Sally. When Harry met Sally, she sits and says, after a wonderful line from Sally, I'll have whatever she's having. Most people know that was your wife.
That was my wife. But another thing, my wife had the ability. She was also a great jazz singer. But she did have the ability of saying the funniest things. There's a little thing in the book where her brother was 2 years older than her, and Annie was 16 and about to have a sweet 16 party, and I was asking her who she wants or what she wants for a present. And Robbie says, why don't you get her a nose job like her friends got? This is her mother, and I said to her, I said, wait a minute, Rob. I said, wait a minute. I said, her mother has a larger nose than Annie. And look at the handsome guy she got.
Right.
And then my wife said, yes, it's not the size of your nose that counts. It's what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I told that line to Steve Martin. We're doing, I think, The Jerk at the time. And years later, when he was doing Cyrano, he called my wife and he said, hey, Estelle, he said, you once said a funny line. I wonder if you'd let me use it.
Let me use it, yeah.
Of course, she said. And there's Cyrano saying, it's not the size of your nose that counts. He's walking in.
Carl Reiner, the book is I Remember Me, available online on Amazon and bookstores everywhere. What a joy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own four-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the company of Dr. Joy Brown now, who is a noted and probably the only legitimate shrink. Well, I guess Dr. Drew is credentials too, doesn't he? Does he have the same credentials you do?
I don't actually know.
I think he does.
Yeah.
But I'm going to check him up on Wiki just to make sure.
Please do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to let him get away with anything.
Dr. Joy is here to fix what's broken. It's broken. Let's fix it. And one of the things that is broken, the relationship people have with therapy and therapists. You must talk about this on your three-hour daily radio program every day. Go to drjoybrown.com and find her either online or on some great radio stations.
DrJoy.com.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because people misspell Brown. It's got an E on the end of it, so I just said, okay.
DrJoy.
Yeah, just DrJoy.com.
All right. So people who are in need of advice, people call you and they ask you all kinds of interesting things about relationships and illnesses and husbands, wife, children. How do I fix this? How do I... So in the circumstance where you get calls, they do that, many people who call you, instead of going for help. But yet a lot of people who call you must need more than just a conversation with somebody like you on the phone, right, on the air.
Well, I don't think people are, I don't think they're that naive. I don't think they assume that talking with me for 5 or 10 minutes is the same as therapy. But I think that sometimes it can be an inroad. It's kind of like sticking your toe in the pool to check the temperature. I think they feel that they know me, and I don't think they confuse what that is with going to see somebody for an hour once a week for the next 40 years, but I'm kidding. But I think it does give them the sense that therapy can be non-judgmental and problem-solving and helpful. So I don't have any problem, but I don't think people confuse the two. Do you?
I think, non-judgmental, you just used a bunch of words that are considered buzzwords. You know that, right?
Which are the buzzwords?
The non-judgmental things. That people call that, what do they call it? Not double speak, but shrinky speak.
Psychobabble.
Psychobabble.
But it is non-judgmental. I mean, the idea being, if you call in and say, I'm having sex with my parakeet, I'm going to say, and what's the issue for you? I mean, I'm not going to say, wow, you know, parakeet, bird, what's going on here? Because it's not up to me. I got thrown out of a class in graduate school because the professor said it's the therapist's responsibility to orient the patient to reality. And I said, who's reality? Which seems to me the quintessential issue of therapy.
It is. Yeah.
That what so saying non-judgmental doesn't seem a buzzword to me. It seems to me a guiding principle is it's not up to me to tell you what's right and wrong, other than if you're having an affair, and that's just a betrayal of yourself. So it's not so much wrong as just dangerous. But you know, I'm not the voice of morality. I'm the voice of practicality. Obviously, it's not working for you. So let's figure out why it's not working. What it is you're trying to achieve, and better ways of doing it.
By the way, if you have sex with a parrot, the real danger there is you might get chirpies.
No.
And it's untweetable.
It's where did you come from?
Put a fork in him. Wow.
You can't feather your own nest with it. There we go.
You know what? I think it's time to end this conversation before it gets completely out of hand.
It's too late.
Yeah, maybe. I think getting help is a good thing. We need to give more respect to the people like Joy and people who are professionals that know how to handle things that are going in your mind. You need help with your body, the health of your body. Know your mind, know your body. Maybe that's the buzzword here. Dr. Joy Brown, drjoy.com. Check out her radio program every day, noontime East Coast time. This is Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
At Advance Auto Parts, we buff up your savings while you buff out your car. That's the Advance Advantage. Right now, when you buy any three select products from Armor All, Mother's, Turtle Wax, and more, you'll save $7 instantly. Plus, we'll even throw in a free wash bucket. Savings so buffed up, we're flexing our deal muscles. Yep. Save $7 instantly on select appearance supplies. That's the Advance Advantage. Only at Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Actually, Beyond Good Day is where we are. So we all have stories that have application to your life. Richie and Roberta and Jennifer and I here in this half hour of Good Day bring you around to knowing some of the things that are either silly, foolish, things that go unnoticed. And the good news here is that I don't want this lady and what she did to go unnoticed. Story at DougSteffen.com from earlier in the week. This happened on Route 22 near the village of Salem, Pennsylvania. Pat Wesner driving north in her car with Darla, her English sheepdog. There was a Brinks armored truck in front of her. It was a bumpy road. Back door opens to the Brinks armored truck, and yes, money starts falling out all over the place. She said, "Oh my God, that's money." The truck keeps hitting bumps, and more bills just fly out all over the place.
What dummy was driving it and didn't know the back flew open?
Really?
I mean, this sounds like right out of a movie.
I mean, come on.
Don't they usually have two guys in the truck where one's driving and the other one's guarding
the
money?
Joel, there's the money floating around in front of my windshield.
Nice and breezy in here today for some reason.
Where did that come from?
What's going on?
So police eventually caught up with the Brinks truck. This lady had called 911 to let them know that they were dropping the money all over the place. And so the truck's rear door, these things are locked and they put all kinds of little doodad gadgets around them to make sure the lock sticks and the thing stays closed.
Bubble
anyway.
Gun.
It didn't, and the door opened, and the money was coming out. So this lady not only calls the police about it, she stops and picks up all of the money along the road, about $11,000, $12,000.
Oh, my God.
And instead of putting it in her pocket, She says it didn't belong to me. She brought it back to the office of Brinks and turned it in. So as far as I'm concerned...
Did they give her something?
You know, I don't know about
that. They should give her something.
I'm sure they probably
did.
They
should have a 10% reward or something like that.
Is that how it works?
No, there should be.
Yeah, actually, but she turned in the money. Good Samaritan
today.
Here's the deal. Rounded up all the cash from the road. It was all over the place.
Let's say you take the money and stick it in your pocket and walk away and nobody saw you.
Yeah.
Can you live with it?
How do you live with that? Yep.
I think it's
no, but I'd like to try.
I know, me too. I'm just one of those nuggets. I can't
you're
gonna
do it. But if you do it for something serious, 11, 12 grand,
and hey,
serious,
listen, they can probably pull satellite imaging from behind the, you know, we've all watched 24. We know what they can do.
Right.
So they pull the satellite imagery from that exact time and that exact moment, and they go back and they can zoom in and get your license plate and get a picture of you and prove you can go.
With my luck, the stupid Google car would be driving by at the moment, and for 15 years I would be on the money on the freeway holding money in my hands with a weird evil look on my face. That would be the problem.
Yeah. All right, so this is a good story. We're happy about good things like that that happen all over the place all the time. You just don't get, they get lost in the crowd of bad news and bad behavior. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com or Roberta at DougStephan.com. Maybe you have a story that you'd like to tell. You can reach one of us and we'll tell your story. More stories coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, that's some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car.
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Simple truth is that there are a lot of great things going on in the world, interesting stories that don't get coverage. So Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I are happy to bring these along to you and Beyond Good Day. Roberta is next. You're the victim. She's the vanquished. Yes, go ahead, Roberta.
Well, here's this Royal Canadian Mounted Police guy. He's been a Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He served his time in there. He's now a veteran, and he moved down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Well, wouldn't you know that one night he hears this noise, and he finds some dude has, like, broken into his house and is trying to steal things, and he fights him off, and the way he fought him off was by spraying him with Windex.
Really?
He figured he'd get this dude in the eyes, sprayed him with Windex. Now, this dude had a crowbar, a gun.
Did he have it set on stream or spray?
Well, they say he sprayed him in the face, so maybe it was spray. Yeah. And he knocked the crowbar out of his hand, and took the skull cap off the guy, and the guy, of course, fled. Well, in the realm of I can't believe anybody could be this stupid, the dude who he sprays with Windex later calls 911 and reports that somebody stole his tools and stole his black skull cap and his bag and his wallet and everything. So
the thief was robbed by the perpetrator, by the person he was robbing.
Dummy. Right. He says that the person that he was trying to rob robbed him because he took everything. Well, it winds up that they kind of put two and two together because the other guy, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, had also called 911 and had reported somebody tried to break in and that he sprayed him with Windex and he left behind a skull cap and a crowbar. So the guy, obviously, they caught him. Apparently, he also faces in other areas kidnapping and drug charges, among other things. So right now he's at the Broward County Main Jail.
Good for him.
But if you could imagine, first of all, that's a good point for people, though. I mean, if somebody's trying to attack you, use whatever you have. You've got Windex.
Yep.
Spray the guy in the eyes with Windex. Windex, I think, has ammonia in it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's going to sting somewhat. And if you are like a burglar or something, like, don't call the police and say you left your tools behind. I mean, honestly.
And we all know that this show has the largest influence on criminals and burglars than any other show in this time slot.
Yeah, they're all listening to us. The criminals and crooks.
Remember, like 10 years ago, we got a call from a guy who was in prison, and he said that all the guys in like cell block D listened to us in the morning.
The Good Day program.
So funny.
Yeah.
For cell block D. All right, 17 before the hour. Jennifer is next with her story for us here on Beyond Good Day.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, Flo,
This
is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools. So you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
No sequestration talk here. Instead, Roberta Fasanelli is going to tell us a story.
I got to get you some memory pills.
Right, oh, it's your turn.
Yes.
Roberta just went.
That was right. That was
see
right.
How he confuses us? I mean,
that's okay.
I wouldn't want to date him. It'd be scary.
Yeah, for more than one person, for more than one reason.
Thanks.
All right, so
very serious Jennifer. Story here.
Jennifer Horn is here, ladies and gentlemen. Jennifer Horn.
I'm always here with the serious hard news of the day. You know, the gun debate rages on. Should we have them? Should we not? Should we limit our ammo? Well, here's another little adding flame to the fire for those gun control people out there. Another dog has shot his owner, you guys.
Yeah.
Big story. Gregory Dale Lanier, he's 35, from Sebring, Florida. He was innocently driving in his truck on Friday night when his dog kicked the 9mm pistol that was in his car and blasted him in the leg. Good news, though. Steve Carr from the Sebring. Steve Carr from the Sebring Police Commander ascertained that the shooting was indeed an accident, and he did not detain the dog. What? He commented that he had never heard of a case like this once. Well, let me tell you, sir,
Officer Carr, it seems like.
We have, exactly. This isn't even the first case in Florida. Jack Phillips from Florida, 78 years old, also shot in the leg by his dog in December of 2011. Last fall, a 55-year-old French duck hunter, lost his hand when his basset hound somehow pulled the trigger on a shotgun.
It was shot by a dog.
I know this isn't funny, but it kind of is. In late 2011, a Utah hunter was shot from behind, in the behind, if you know what I mean, which I think we'd all agree was probably was done by this unnamed hunting breed dog. They don't know exactly what kind of dog it was. It was not even his own dog, but the dog went by and shot him in the butt. With a 12-gauge shotgun.
Hey, Sparky, get away from that shotgun.
It wasn't even his own dog, though. It was like a drive-by
shooting. Oh, my goodness.
All right, so there you go. Be careful if you are driving around with your truck with your dog, Doug. That means you. You never know. You might get shot by Charlotte.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Hey, Doug, you're also in danger of this.
Have you, Rich, and maybe you can find it quickly, have you seen the YouTube video where the guy is doing a gun safety seminar on YouTube and he shoots himself?
No.
You've got to see if you can find the audio for this, because it is the funniest thing you will ever see. It's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful out there, people.
It's 12 before the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with lessons for everyone.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new HIT card at discover.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done either. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Somewhere in a little fjord, just west of downtown Boston, Doug Steffen has been carefully preparing tasty little radio programs for 25 years. It's the 25th anniversary of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Yippee.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time on Good Day, Home Improvement Time on Good Day, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. They want you to know that home ownership matters to our families, to our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com. Email questions to Tom Kreidler in just a moment here on Good Day.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new HIT card at discover.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, happy to have Tom Kreitler, who's one of the major domos, along with Leslie Segretti at the Money Pit. And the letter that we first pull out of the hat today, Tom, comes from Ryan in Alabama, who has a pipe leak in his upstairs bathroom. It was fixed with not much problem because he has that brown water stain on his ceiling. So he wants to know, what can he clean it? Should he paint it? What's the best thing for him to do?
You know, you really can't clean it. You can clean a stain if it's laying on top of the surface, but in this case, what you're seeing is a chemical reaction between the paper in the drywall and the water that leaked into it. So what you do need to do is to paint it, but not just with ceiling paint. You have to prime it. Have you ever heard the term spot prime, Doug, where you just kind of do one spot at a time?
Yep.
This is a situation where you spot prime that stain, and then you paint over it with typical latex ceiling paint. Now, if you happen
you need to do the whole ceiling. You don't just do that part, because otherwise it won't look right, right?
I was going to mention that, because if it's a little spot, you can get away with it. But if it's a big stain, you really should prime the entire ceiling. The reason it doesn't look right if you just spot prime and paint over is because the paint will absorb differently above the primer as opposed to the ceiling surface. So you get sort of a different glaze. Even if it's flat paint, you'll see the different absorption. So if it's a big stain, you do have to prime the whole space.
All right. So there's your word, Ryan. Hopefully you can get it done. Have some fun doing it. Painting can be a lot of fun if you're doing it the right way. Here's William wants to tell us about a home that was built as a barn during World War II. Master bedroom floor is not insulated, has no moisture barrier, and I can't get into the crawl space to fix it, so he says. The floor is freezing. Is there a way to insulate it? I had a house that I lived in as a kid growing up that was exactly the same.
Just like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, since World War II, we've developed some better insulating materials. And what you can do is put down foam insulating board, like the Dow Blue Styrofoam boards, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You can put those underneath the floor and then put another layer of plywood on top of that. You can attach from the plywood right through the foam board into the original floor, and you'll find that floor now is a lot warmer than it was before. It's a challenging situation where you have a low crawl space or a sealed crawl space. You can't get in there to put typical insulation, so you can kind of sandwich insulation above it. Now, of course, that raises the floor height. You have to deal with sort of the saddle and the doors and things like that, but you know what? You're only giving up maybe an inch and a half of ceiling height. Worth it. Definitely worth it.
Absolutely worth it. Sandy has a 75-year-old duplex, wants to replace the clay tile sewer line because there are roots growing through it, and that certainly plugs up. Isn't there something you can put down the line that eats up the roots?
Well, there is, but it's only a temporary fix. You can line a pipe like that. You know, some of the big plumbing drain cleaning companies, and you all know the names, they have a system that's a fiberglass sock that goes into the line. Right. And if you could imagine the way you have a sock, so you stick it on your hand, if you can grab the tip and pull it back through again, that's what happens. And they do that with water, and then it solidifies this fiberglass sock, and it actually replaces the clay line. The fiberglass sock becomes the pipe, in essence, and that won't let anything grow through. It's a pretty cool process.
Yeah.
It's a lot less expensive than tearing the whole thing up.
All right, there's some good advice. Tom always has great advice. Listen for the Money Pit radio show every weekend. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and the author of My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.